breaking news. The 49ers have agreed to trade Alex Smith to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I remember when the first rumors broke about Alex Smith being traded to the Chiefs. In a very positive beginning to a new era, that was kind of a bizarre reaction from fans, as Alex Smith was an indication that this was just the same thing over and over again.
The perception of Alex Smith was not what we got, and I mean that in a good way.
There was this very strong mutual attraction between Andy Reid and Alex Smith. They both saw that the other was a really good fit for what they like to do. Alex went to the 49ers front office and said, if we can work out the trade to Kansas City, that's where I want to go. And I think that's why Andy Reid really wanted to make that happen.
A new town, new coach, new general manager, new organization, new owner, new teammates. Everything changes.
They've got a field general,
game manager.
And that's what Alex Smith was perceived as.
The whole game manager thing, that's really stuck with him.
It's a very negative connotation.
I think Alex Smith bristles at the term, but I think it's the second level of being a quarterback. You better be a game manager, and there's a lot of guys who can't do it.
He puts kind of a positive spin on the game manager thing. It's making good decisions, knowing when to break the pocket, and I think those are the things that he does as well as anybody.
The next stage is being a playmaker.
To be smart, to be able to get out of a jam and make a play with his feet, those are invaluable.
The athleticism of Alex Smith sometimes gets misunderstood.
He's kind of sneaky fast, too. And he just is.
We saw it when he was in college. The guy likes to run. If you underrate or underestimate his athletic ability, he's going to burn you.
You don't have to design runs. Just the fact that he can take off at any time forces the defense to prepare differently for an Alex Smith than they would an immobile quarterback that's just going to stay in the pocket.
Still has it. Smith! Wow, he takes the ball out. Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's quick enough to where he can make plays with his feet, and he's smart enough to where he can make plays and read defenses. If you are smart and you play smart, you're going to be a good quarterback.
You're talking about an exceptionally smart guy. I mean, he graduated with an economics degree in 2.5 years. I mean, this isn't just like football smart, as sometimes we say.
He seems to have a great command of the locker room.
Hey, nice catch.
Really an unspoken confidence.
This is the guy that can keep things under control. And then, of course, with Andy being in place, we all know the guru he is with quarterbacks.
You can do whatever you want. You got the keys to the car.
This seems too easy.
Hold up.
The thing that makes that such a good fit, the system requires quick, smart decisions, accurate passes in the mid-range. That's his strength. Stepping back, a quick decision. That guy's not open. My second read is open. I'm going to go there.
If you don't have to take a risk, don't take a risk.
Everybody doubted him being able to throw the football down the field. I never got that. Just because he wasn't doing it doesn't mean he can't do it.
People talk about his arm on the deep ball, but it's there. As long as he can pick the holes in the mid-range and then soften the defense up and go deep after that.
Early on in the year, the offense didn't need to take a lot of risks because the defense was so good. The ability to run late in games was so good.
The breakout moment for me on Alex Smith, where you started to say, okay, this guy's more than just a caretaker, was the game against San Diego, which may sound funny because it's a loss.
That was when things kind of shifted. A lot of the potential that people didn't think they had was being realized.
He found himself in a shootout with an experienced quarterback. That wasn't game management. That was playmaking.
This guy came out like gangbusters. And folks said, where was this guy 3 games ago? Well, you didn't need him 3 games ago. You need him now, and you have him now.
Alex Smith answered the doubters. He's a guy who can go out and win a game.
Touchdown! A 5-yard touchdown strike! Alex Smith right on the money!
Last year at this time, everybody with the Chiefs was saying all the right things about Alex. There's a difference between saying that and going through a season with a guy.
I think people will universally embrace him coming into next year.
We saw that evolution. We saw in the second half, Alex, and the wide receivers really start to come together and connect. And I think what you hope is now through another OTAs and through another training camp and into the season that they pick up where they left off last year and go beyond it.
The NFL is all about winning games. The numbers are thrown out the window if you show that in the biggest moments you can win games. And Alex Smith's shown that, and he's won a lot of fans in Kansas City.